Brandon Peoples back here on News Radio KMAN. We're just waiting for our next guest to arrive here, Sam. So what we have coming up later in the show, we have Riley County Senior Service Center. We have the T. Russell Rides Animal Shelter, and I believe they're bringing a pet with them named Smoke. Let's see.
Who's
Smoke the Pit Bull?
Oh, my God. I'm super excited. I always miss it when the animals are here, but now I'm finally here, and I'm super excited to see them.
So, yeah, they'll be coming here at some point a little bit later on, and in the Flint Hills Discovery Center also. So we may have to do a little bit of shuffling around here a little bit, but looking forward to some of our guests that we've got.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, super excited about the dogs.
Me too. It's always a good time. And, you know, the animal shelter, we've had a really good partnership with them on InFocus here. They come on once a month, and they bring a special animal for us. Mm-hmm. And that we did something similar at a station I worked at in Nebraska. We did that like a weekly segment there with the local shelter. And we always enjoyed having the cats and dogs climb in the studio. Yeah. It was so much fun.
We should have them... Because I want to know how much it helps when we, you know, have them on, like if, you know, if they send us, like, when they get adopted, you know. So it's like, because if it's like that weekend, it'd be really nice to hear about that.
Yeah, no doubt. I think it does help them. It definitely gets more publicity on the shelter for all the great things that they're doing out there because, you know, they have a lot of pets that they need to get adopted. Here we've got somebody coming in the studio. Yeah, let's go ahead and we'll bring the animal shelter on back. Yeah, let's do that. So we're going to have them come in next. Deb Watkins will join us with Smoke, and we'll get a little update on what's going on with them.
Mm-hmm. Have you been out to the shelter?
You know what? I haven't been yet. No, I think I've driven past. I've never been inside.
Mm-hmm. It's a nice facility. I got really excited because, like, I just love animals. I got excited when I saw the turtle. Like, they got a big old turtle back there, and, like, I've always wanted a turtle ever since I was a kid. I almost got a turtle. And my mom's like, no, because it's going to live for 75 years.
Oh,
I was like,
yeah.
What? So I couldn't get one.
And by the time you are an old man, that turtle will be pretty old.
And that's, well, you know, to have someone else take him over.
Whoa, hello there.
Hello, he's so nice.
Oh, I'm so lucky. Good morning.
I wish I was on that side of the glass.
You can shut your mic off and come over and join us, Sam.
Oh, yes.
All right. Well, walking in the studio here, we have... Animal Shelter representatives. We have Executive Director Deb Watkins. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. And Hannah Shoemaker as well?
Yes. Good morning.
Glad to have you both in. Boy, I just read my email here before we got started, and you have Smoke the Pit Bull X. Is that?
Well, he probably is a Pit Bull cross. You know,
oh, okay.
We don't know exactly. And so he is 10 years old, and he is a beautiful gray smoke color. And he is so nice. He loves people. And he has been with us for a while. He's been with us for about 64 days.
Boy, you know, pit bulls tend to get a knock on him for being, you know, mean dogs, aggressive. He seems pretty playful.
He's laying down here with his teddy bear. He carries that teddy bear around. Isn't that darling?
Oh, yes.
So we're really excited because now that Junction City and Gary County have lifted their pit bull ban, that gives us more area that we can adopt to.
Absolutely. So if you're listening, Junction City, you've got a great opportunity to get an animal here at the shelter. You say he's been there for 64 days now?
He has.
He needs a home.
Yes.
That's a long time to be in there. But, boy, he looks like he's...
He is very happy.
Very happy.
And that's because he loves people and... Obviously, he's so comfortable coming on this outing today, and he loves to ride in the car.
Great. Great with kids, you think?
Yeah.
Yes, his previous family did have kids, so he is good with kids.
Okay, well, it's so wonderful to see him come out here. And he's not the only one you have available. You have a lot of animals out for adoption.
We do. Right now, we have about 24 dogs.
And about, 23 cats and a rabbit.
Wow. So quite a bit. That's over close to 50 animals total at the shelter. And you guys had an adoption event last week that I understand was surrounded around Valentine's Day?
We did. There was a 3-day event, and it went great. We adopted out 11 cats, 6 dogs, and 2 rabbits.
Wow, perfect.
Yeah.
Good news. And you know, and these events, are they helping? Are you getting more animals adopted on a regular basis?
It is. Hannah Shoemaker does our social media and marketing, and that has helped tremendously just to let people know what we have in the shelter.
Yeah, and you share stories. I know that every once in a while you get animals to come in who have maybe had a rough life beforehand, and it's nice to see the progress that they come to your shelter and then when they get adopted out.
Oh, yes, yeah. We love being able to help them out when they need us, and that's what we're there for. I mean, we're there to take care of them until they find a new family. So
walk me through the process. So when an animal comes into the shelter, what goes on first? Like, what's the first steps?
So the very first step is we call it our intake procedures, and we actually do a short physical exam, see if we notice any lumps, bumps, any hair loss, anything that we need to be alerted about, so that we can start a medical record and then have the K-State veterinarians come in and do the full physical exam and check those things out. They also get vaccinated, dewormed, defleed, and a heartworm prevention.
All right. So, and spayed and neutering, that's a common thing?
It is. And so after that intake process, then lots of times they need to acclimate a little bit and calm down and reassure them that we're going to take care of them because they've come from all different situations. Then if they need surgery, they're put on the surgery list. And if their vet checks out okay and their behavioral test checks out okay, then they can go on the adoption floor if they're already spayed and neutered. And if they're not, then we put them on the surgery list, and the K-State veterinary students and veterinarians come over and spay and neuter them and microchip them, and then they're ready to go.
All right. Well, he's got his toy with him, and there's not much left of the inside of that toy. He's really destroyed it.
He loves to play. He is 10 years old, but he has a lot of energy, and you'd never know it. He loves to play.
One thing, if you do adopt Smoke, just hide your shoes, because he will probably eat your shoes. Yeah, we have some old you want some old game day? We have some programs here from K-State 2003. We could probably give you. I'm sure those will get torn up right.
Yeah. But I do tell my children if they leave their shoes on the floor, then the dog thinks that they left them there on the floor for them.
That's right.
When you have a household with lots of dogs and kids, then everybody needs to learn to pick up their stuff.
That's right.
Well, Smoke is a wonderful animal here. And Sam, are you posting that on our social media page here?
Yeah, sure. Let me get to that.
Yeah, you post that on K-Man because I want people to see what a lovely dog he is. And he's just so playful. And who wouldn't want him in your home? My goodness.
Come see him at 1 o'clock today. We'll be open, and we have lots of other great dogs just like Smoke, and we have some really pretty cats.
And you guys are open daily, what, 1 to 5, right?
1 to 5:30.
1 to 5:30, okay. And that's every day of the week, or is Monday not open? I can't remember.
Nope, Monday through Saturday.
Okay, Monday through Saturday, 1 to 5:30. That's the hours at the T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter, and right over there just on the, east of Hayes Drive.
605 Levy Drive.
Sam and I were talking here before you guys come on, but I haven't been in the shelter yet. I need to walk over there. My family has, but the facility, Sam says, is great.
Yes, please come see. We'd love to give tours and let people know what all great things we do. Hannah has some kids coming in today. Can you tell us about that?
I do, yeah. So we have some kids from Bluemont Elementary that are going to come take a tour of the shelter, and then they want to help volunteer with us. So we're going to spend the afternoon making toys for the cats and the dogs.
Oh, how fun is that?
Yeah.
And volunteers, I know, are so beneficial to the shelter because that's kind of what you rely on.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We have a great staff, but our staff only has so many hours in a day. So those volunteers are really essential to making sure that all of our animals are happy every single day.
All right. And again, Smoke is available for adoption, 10-year-old pit bull cross, and adoption fees pretty reasonable.
$25. Yeah, we like to, our senior animals, especially, we want to get them out of the shelter and in homes, and so $25 is a great value.
Absolutely. Smoke, you got anything to say? Can I put you on the mic? Now he's going to shy up? Yeah. Oh, good boy.
Going in for the cuddles.
We sure appreciate you guys bringing him out here. We'll have to do a little cleanup, but thank you so much, Deb.
Thank you.
Hannah.
Thank you, yeah.
All right, that'll do it here for this segment of In Focus. We'll continue after this, News Radio KMAN.